If you have the desire to communicate with spirit, you can learn how. Mediumship is an innate human ability that you have access to. Whether that desire is to receive more signs from your loved one or to serve the spirit world and work professionally as a medium, I am here to walk alongside you on your path. My name is Kimberly Lakin, and I am an evidential medium and mentor. We are each on our own hero's journey. The painful experiences in your life have called you on a quest for self-discovery, spiritual knowledge, and healing. On this podcast, we will explore the topics of mediumship, grief, psychology, and spirituality with curiosity and openness. There is more to life. Magic is real. We are here together to experience the healing power of mediumship. Welcome to Spirit Therapy. Hello and welcome to this first episode of Spirit Therapy. I'm so grateful you're here. My name is Kimberly Lakin. I'd like to take this first podcast episode to introduce myself, tell you a little bit about my history, what I offer, and my intentions for this podcast. Mediumship is my passion. I love connecting with the world of spirit, and I love serving the world of spirit and helping people through the power of mediumship. I really believe that mediumship is healing and that we can all benefit from it. I believe that all humans have the power and the ability to develop mediumistic abilities. If it's something you're interested in, I'm going to be sharing about that on this podcast. I have been a medium my whole life. It started when I was a really small child. From what I remember, I could hear the spirit people when I was falling asleep, which really, really scared me. As you can imagine, if you're a medium, maybe you experienced this too. Well, what I did was I would go to bed every night with the radio on, but that only helped so much. I also experienced vivid and prophetic dreams, seeing energy around people, knowing things about people, and just being extremely sensitive my whole life. So I tried to dial down this knob sensitivity, took matters into my own hands, and turned to drugs and alcohol, which, as you can imagine, didn't work, didn't help. I still had those spiritual experiences. I was still scared about it. But I also always had a very, very close connection with my spirituality and my higher power. And that's something that really helped me through my childhood and through those years. So I am very grateful that I hit my bottom in addiction very quickly in life. It was very bad and very fast. So I packed a lot into about a decade or so of using and drinking, and got sober at the age of 24. Thank God. My sobriety date is December 12, 2010. So I just recently celebrated 13 years. Sobriety was the beginning of my spiritual and healing journey. And through sobriety, I was able to connect back in with my mediumship in a way that I realized its healing potential. And a few years into my sobriety, after some not so pleasant experiences, you could say, catapulted me back onto that spiritual path. And I was committed to developing mediumship and serving. I knew that it was my life path, and I was ready to commit to it at that point. So the next 10 years were a journey of me finding myself and healing, developing mediumship with various mentors. The first few years of my development, I developed on my own, which I'm very grateful for, because it allowed me to develop my own language with the spirit world, really nurture my own unique connection with them without other people telling me what to do, basically. So when I mentor other mediums, I really like to bring that out, because I believe we each have our own unique connection, which is very important. We're not meant to all approach mediumship the same exact way. I've gathered a plethora of tools over the years from working with my own spirit team and also mentoring under world-renowned mediums such as Mavis Patella, Annie G, Kay Reynolds, and Danielle Serenk, to name a few. I will always be developing. Mediumship is a lifelong unfoldment. We're never fully developed. Every medium is always going to be still developing. There's always room to grow and more to learn. I also want to highlight, just sharing my experience and what I've learned along the way from others. And if anything doesn't resonate, you know, listen to your intuition and your truth. Listen to your own gut. And some things I say may resonate and some things may not. And we're all on our own quest, I believe, to find our own truth and I want you to listen to what's true for you. So if ever I say anything that you don't agree with, let it go. Take what resonates and leave the rest. I'm only one person. I'm sharing my perspective from, I'm a Jewish witch. I'm bisexual. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm a white woman living in America. And that's just one opinion. You know, there's so many other cultures, other perspectives. And I want to try to bring those in on the podcast as well to offer lots of different perspectives and not just mine. So please go out, research, learn as much as you can about the things that interest you about mediumship or psychotherapy or the spirit world and your own healing path. And know that I will offer lots of different resources and lots of different people. I'm not afraid to recommend other people that I know that have helped me and that have helped others and that I believe could help you. One thing I want to say is that throughout my years of addiction, I was never able to turn off that connection with the spirit world. At the time, like I said, it was something that scared me. It was something I was trying to repress. And I had a lot of scary experiences, actually. I'm probably going to have a whole episode on this because I know a lot of people experience this where they're scared of connecting or they have scary experiences and they want to know what it is. So I have a lot of thoughts on that I'll share later. But one thing I want to say is that I was able to learn how to control my mediumship and how to, and I now kind of shut it off and turn it on when I want to use it in a session, which makes it more powerful in the session and allows me to be human when I'm not working, which is very beneficial. I'm still sensitive. I can still tune into things if I want to, but it's not overwhelming like it used to be. So that's something that I teach as well. I don't believe it's all love and light. However, I do think a lot of it does come from our mind and our cultural conditioning, such as Hollywood movies telling us ghosts are scary. And when we feel energy outside of ourselves, if we have, especially if we have been through experiences in our life where we felt, where we had maybe traumatic experiences of people around us, outside energy can feel intrusive and can feel scary, even if it is a loving presence, even if it is our loved ones coming to visit us. Our mind can, and our past experiences and our nervous system can respond to it as a threat, even when it's not. And I want to be clear, I have never felt anything evil in a mediumship session. That's not a place where dark or negative energy is going to come in. I don't believe that's going to happen. I've never felt it, and doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but you're creating, you know, you're setting the intention of who and what and why you're working. And loved ones in spirit are so excited at the opportunity for this meeting. And I truly believe that they have a hand in orchestrating it. And this is something I learned from Mavis Patilla, that she would say they're the ones that are picking you as the medium, and they then have to get their loved ones to you. So it's a great honor because they've been watching you and they've been sending their people to you. So know that if you're a medium, that's, you know, that you've been carefully selected by the person's spirit because they feel like they can work with you, that you'll understand them, that they'll be able to work with your clairs in a way that they'll get their message to their loved one. So that time is not going to be wasted. It's a place for healing. It's a place for reunion, a place for the people in the spirit world to show, hey, I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere. I can see you. I can talk to you. And I just want you to be able to hear me too. So that's such a beautiful thing. I don't have negative spiritual experiences anymore. I haven't for a long time. And not to say I don't think it doesn't exist, but I do think that we can get to a place where what we're tuning into and what we're declaring that we work with is what we want to experience, and that we have control over that. That's very important that you know, is that you have control over your own energy. So if you ever experience something you feel is unsafe or you don't want around, all you have to do is tell it to get the F out, basically. Just command whatever you feel is there to go away. It could just be your grandmother, But if you're not sure and you don't like it and it's not feeling good to you, know that you have control over your energetic space. So that's something that I came to realize, is that, you know, if there are dark forces and stuff out there, that they can only mess with us if we give permission to mess with us, basically. And we might not realize we're giving permission, but we can't be scared unless we let them scare us, basically. I'll share more about this. If I share anything tonight, well, whatever time it is when you are listening, but it's nighttime when I am recording this. If you hear anything that you want to know more about, please let me know. You can go over to my Instagram at Medium Kimberly and just leave me a comment and let me know what you'd like to hear more about. I would love to hear from you. I've worked in the field of death, dying, and grief for 18 years, for half of my life. When I was 18, I started working in an assisted living facility with people with dementia and at the end of life, and I fell in love with working with that population. I love working with the elderly, with people with dementia. I just have a knack with communicating with people in dementia, meeting them where they're at, because people with dementia have one foot in this world and one foot in the next. And so I was using my mediumship abilities at the time without even realizing it to connect in with their soul, and always just loved working with them. Also, I love the elderly because they don't typically judge you on petty things like the way you look or if you're cool or whatever. They just care if you're kind. I've had the honor of assisting many people through the sacred transition of death and dying, been there with many people at that point of death. And like I said, consider it an extreme honor. And just as birth is sacred, I believe that death is sacred as well. It's, you know, birth is coming from the spirit world into this world. Death, we're leaving this world, going back home to the spirit world. For 13 years, I worked as a certified nursing assistant and caregiver, both in facilities and private duty in people's homes. I thought I wanted to be a nurse, so I took all my prerequisites and got accepted to a Bachelor of Science of Nursing program. However, I did not accept admission because I had a moment of clarity and realized nursing was not my calling. However, I am so grateful that I took classes such as anatomy and physiology. It gave me such a better understanding of the human body, and it serves my mediumship and my energy work. I can better understand what's going on in someone's body, and also the spirit people that come in the mediumship sessions can communicate through sensations in my body, how they passed, and what ailments they had in their life more clearly than before I had this knowledge. So with this 18 years of experience in healthcare as an end-of-life doula, as well as being a newly trained, depth-oriented grief therapist, and with my mediumship experience, In my mentorship, I offer education that grounds the spiritual into science by bridging these worlds of psychotherapy, death and dying, and evidential mediumship. A one-on-one mentorship session with me. This is a place where you can ask me anything you want, basically. And we can do one-on-one development of mediumship, psychic abilities, intuition, healing abilities, life, business, spiritual mentorship. We'll make a plan together. Grief education and guidance. It's not therapy, but I can offer information and tools. This mentorship is perfect for developing beginning medium people that are curious. Also, if you just have questions, or if you had a mediumship session with me and you just have like a ton of questions about the process, spiritual philosophy, that's a great thing to book. Just know that it's not going to be a reading, and you can book one or you can book as many as you like. I want to talk a little bit about my mediumship sessions, what they entail. So I do evidential mediumship, which means my intention is to bring through lots of specific evidence so you know without a doubt who I'm communicating with. I want to do that before I give you a message. So whether you go to me or you go to another medium, try to give the medium as little information as you can. This is because we use our mind. It's mental mediumship. People think that it's going to help, or that like we're trying to find out information on the side, like to help us, and it doesn't. It makes it so much harder. For example, I do like to read for friends. I want to try to help everyone, but it is so much harder to read for friends because you already know things about them. So it's very hard to stay neutral when you don't know anything about a person and you're in that energetic zone for mediumship, you're in that altered state of consciousness, you know that everything that's coming into your mind is coming from the world of spirit. If you're having to kind of go, ooh, is this my, try to parse out, is this my mind? Is this the spirit world? It really can make things difficult. So I'm going to ask you for either just yes, no, or I don't know in a reading. Try not to give me any additional information. And also don't be afraid to say no. So I bring through information in the readings. I'll just list off a few things that are possible that could come through. This list is from a book called Medium by Constanza Morningstar. I did some mentorship under her before. She's wonderful. And I just really love this concise list. So some of the evidential things that can come through: relationship to the sitter, age at death, cause of death, circumstances surrounding their passing, physical characteristics, name, occupation, address, personality, character, hobbies, interests, habits, foods they like to eat, special possessions, characteristics that made the spirit communicator unique, special memories, stories, shared memories with the sitter, family and friends in spirit who are with them on the other side, pets in the spirit world. And a message can be anything. A few examples, though, are wanting to express something they need to say before death, validation of end-of-life decisions, a desire to make amends, a new perspective on an old situation, validating of attempts at spirit contact, the validation of dream visits, emotional support for the sitter during their life crisis, during a life crisis or difficulty, and guidance on upcoming events in the sitter's life. I just love that list. And of course, so many other things. The list is infinite for the things that can come through. And the message can be very, very specific for whatever you're experiencing in your life. I work as both a psychic and a medium. A psychic is when I use my soul to connect to your soul. Mediumship is when I'm connecting with the souls of those who have departed, so they no longer have their body, but they still have that same, it's soul-to-soul communication, just like psychic is soul-to-soul communication with us here in the living. Mediumship is that same soul-to-soul communication. They just are in a different place and don't have a body. I focus on mediumship. However, usually psychic stuff comes in most every reading. I'm just not a fortune teller. Don't come to me if you want to know who you're going to marry or what you should do. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. I'll offer you something better, though. I will show you, you know, like I said, I don't like to focus on psychic, but I want to meet the need of the soul. So if someone comes and it's what they need, I just talk about what's going on in their life and what's likely to happen if they continue on the same path. And if you would like a different outcome, what are some things that you can shift in your life to have a different outcome? I really don't believe in this is going to happen to you on X day. The future is not set in stone. We have the ability to shift our future. That's a whole nother conversation on, you know, of course, fate versus destiny and free will. But I believe in both. But I do believe we have sometimes more free will than we realize. My intention with a mediumship reading is to bring through healing. I want you to know that your loved ones are with you, and it's not me that is making them appear. They're with you, and they bring through evidence in the mediumship reading to show what they've seen, to prove that they've been around you. And the spirit world are the ones that prove life after death. I'm not proving life after death. I am not there to convince you. I am there to just be a mouthpiece for them. I am just a translator. It's not about me. If you think of them coming with a different language, or if you think of, like, what would a translator do sitting between two people that are speaking two different languages? It's not about the translator. It's just simply sharing the message to the best of my ability. Sometimes I'm going to mistranslate things. Sometimes I'm going to get something wrong. No medium's going to be 100% accurate. And I'm not going to be the medium for everyone. That's important to know. No medium is going to be for everyone. That's why we have so many wonderful mediums in the world, because we work through our references, our life experiences that we have been through. Because I have been through some gnarly things in life, I'm able to empathize, and I tend to attract people that have gone, you know, that have gone through a lot, or that the spirit communicator has gone through a lot as well. I want you to know that a mediumship reading is inherently healing because of the energy that the spirit world, that spirit, the power of the universe, is bringing through the mediumship reading. So we're creating that space for you are coming to a reading wanting healing. Everyone that's coming to a reading on some levels, wanting healing, understanding, clarity, closure, wanting some new perspective, wanting to know there's life after death, wanting to know their loved ones are okay, their loved ones are around. So the spirit world is bringing in healing for whatever you're going through, whatever is on your mind. That's very important to know. And it's very important to know that you can talk to your loved ones and they can hear you. That's something I tell every client. So if you've worked with me before, you've heard me say this, that you can communicate with your loved ones through writing, through talking out loud, or through simply directing your thoughts towards them in your mind. They're only a thought away. They will be right there next to you as soon as you ask them to be. That's very important to know. It's very important to know that you can ask them for signs. So we want to be very open-minded when we come to a mediumship reading, though. Please don't come to a mediumship reading wanting to hear only one specific thing or one code word. It's okay to be skeptical. The more open-minded we can be, the more curious, the more open to anything, no expectations, that gives the best reading. We'll have the best results by letting go, by being open to anything that comes through. That's not to say you can't have emotion and have to just be like, oh, okay, I don't care. But if you're open, excited, sending your medium a smile is always helpful. We're often extremely sensitive, self-conscious people. I know I am, and I've had to work a lot to be able to do a reading and to be confident enough to just say what I'm getting, to get the no's. It takes years of practice, and if you're a developing medium, you know this. It may look easy, but it's not, and it's taken years for us to get where we are when we're working professionally and able to just what we receive, to just let it roll right off our tongue, without worrying about what it means or how. If it's going to be good enough or something like that. I strive to be the best person I can in my mediumship and in life in general. If I've messed up, I want to talk to you and I want to apologize about it. And I do that. If I messed up and I don't know about it, I want to know about it. So I want to have that chance to have the hard conversation and to repair it. So on that note, if you've ever had a reading with me and for some reason something didn't sit right, or if I just know you, if you're anyone in my life, know that I'm someone that's open to having those hard conversations. I think that it's important we do that as people. Mediumship as well is, if you're a medium, we have to learn to have those hard conversations because they're going to come through in mediumship as well. So the more we work on our communication in life, the more our communication is going to unfold and improve in our mediumship. So if we shy away from conflict, shy away from hard conversations, our mediumship sessions might not go as deep as we'd like them to be. So that's something to consider and something I'm continually working on. So for the last year, I have worked as a grief therapist in training while in a master's of psychology program with an emphasis of depth psychology in marriage family therapy and clinical counseling. I'm currently writing my thesis on the healing potential of mediumship as an adjunct to grief therapy, and I'm very excited about it. I've delved so deep into this topic, and I can't wait to share with you more about my findings and courses are coming from it. I've already gone double over the page limit that I'm supposed to for my thesis, so I think it's going to be a book as well. And some of the courses that are coming this year are my Mediumship 101 course, where we will go over the basics of mediumship. So if you're just starting or you're curious, I will have a course for you. We'll go over the mechanics of mediumship, the ethics of mediumship, spiritual philosophy, how to nurture your unique connection. We'll go over, basics such as the clairs and just really nurture your ability. And also I will help guide you through the blocks that come up because a lot of healing comes up on the mediumship path. Another thing that we're going to be going over in this mediumship 101 class, which is also, I'm going to have it as its own kind of one-off course that anyone can buy separate, but it'll be included in the Mediumship 101, is grief training for mediums. So I, working as a intern grief therapist the last year and then writing my thesis all about grief and mediumship, I know a lot about it now. I don't know everything. I'm still beginning as a therapist, but I am going to be sharing what mediums need to know when they're working with clients, how to operate as a medium under your scope of competence and your scope of practice, how can you better, and also what to look for if you need to get your sitter a higher level of care. Suicide ideation is very common in grief. So knowing what to look for and how to help a person who's experiencing this, I feel every medium needs to know this to be an ethical medium. And of course, to have referrals and to have things in place in your mediumship practice that offer a safe container as possible for the people that are coming to you for help. Grief is the hardest time in a person's life often, and we need to be very, very sensitive and understand to the best of our ability what's going on in the grief process and how we can be the best help we can. This podcast and any information I provide is obviously not a substitute for therapy. If you are experiencing a hard time with your grief, or if you're experiencing suicidal ideation, please reach out to a grief therapist. Therapists all specialize in different things, so please make sure to find a therapist who's had training in grief. If you are experiencing thoughts of suicide, there's a suicide hotline that you can call or text in the US or Canada, and that number is 988. If you live in another country, simply look it up on the internet and a hotline should pop right up for you. It's important to know that it's something that's very, very common to have thoughts about death and to have some suicidal ideation in grief. There's a big difference between wanting to be with your loved one. There's a big difference between having those passive thoughts and having a plan and a timeline and a method. So please know there's such a stigma around it. Please know that a trained therapist is not going to immediately just want to lock you up. That's the fear. People don't want to talk about it because they're like, oh, if I share this with anyone, I'm immediately going to get institutionalized. And that's not the case. If you are need and you really are wanting to end your life, then yes, that's a possibility. But it's better to get the help and go through that experience and be alive and be here than it is to keep it to yourself and be with it alone. A trained therapist is going to understand, especially someone that is trained in grief and sees how often this occurs, the having the thoughts and what, and they can see a kind of typical experience of grief and what is going to need more assistance from therapists and doctors. So please find a therapist if you're having any of these thoughts or feelings, and know that you can share. You don't know where to start, you can always reach out to me and I will help you find a therapist in your area. I'm very passionate about this topic because I just feel like so many people are alone when they don't have to be. So as I segue into talking about the next group I'm offering, I just want to emphasize that it's not for the acute stage of grief. It's more for when you're more settled in your grief. You are hopefully working alongside with your therapist. And this next group is a mediumship for grievers course. If you're someone that is grieving the loss of a loved one and you want to learn how to connect in with your loved one more and receive signs and nurture your relationship with them, then this course is for you. I do, like I said, I believe every human has the ability to connect with your loved ones. And we're closer to our loved ones than a medium is. So we're going to be able to sense them more easily. And I want to be clear that this isn't about denying grief, and this isn't about denying, you know, that our grief is very real and we wish that we'd rather have them here in the physical. I know that to be true. I've experienced grief firsthand. I lost a loved one 20 years ago that was very, very close to me. And so the things that have helped me in my own grief journey are things that I want to offer to others. Mediumship and therapy are two things that have helped me so much. So in this course, it's going to be also a community in place where, you know, you can meet people that are going through the same thing, that want to get excited about sharing signs with each other. And also, grief can be so isolating. It feels like I'm the only one experiencing this. People don't understand me. The world just keeps going on for other people. maybe I'm pretending to be okay when I'm not. And these are people that are just going to get you and be on the same wavelength as you. And also, we can get excited and know that magic is real and know that our loved ones, you know, only the physical body dies and everything else that makes us who we are lives on. And that's so exciting. That is so exciting. There's no death. But at the same time, like I said, holding those two, the tension of opposite, two things can be true at once, that there can be no death in a way. You know, our loved ones are still involved in our lives and we can still connect with them. At the same time, we can be grieving and wishing they were here so much because it isn't the same. I know it's not, but it does offer a new perspective and a connection that is so healing and so nurturing, inspiring, and helps us see the world in a whole new, with a whole new set of eyes. I'm also going to be doing a writing with grief workshop that'll probably be a part of the Mediumship for Grievers course, but I'm going to also offer it as its own separate thing because I also love writing, and writing is something that has really helped me through my own grieving process. So we'll go through, you know, guided meditation and writing prompts, and I'll be assisting you to connect in with your loved one through writing and through guided meditation. I'm also going to offer this course for the basics of mediumship for psychotherapists. So if you're a therapist or you know a therapist that wants to know more about mediumship, this is the course for you or for them. So what is going to be taught in this course? I'm going to share lots of different techniques of how to work with your client to process that session. There's so much processing and integration that can happen after a mediumship session, which is why most mediums don't allow someone to come back within 6 months to a year. There's so much integration that happens, and also you need to give time for new information to come through and for the healing to unfold that was brought through in that session. Unfortunately, the reality is people also have bad mediumship sessions. Not every medium is going to be bang on every day. Mediums have good and bad days. But the truth is, just like with any profession out there, there's good mediums and there's bad mediums who maybe are not trained or are, frankly, scamming people. You know, so taking advantage of people in the most vulnerable times of their lives, which is horrible. But there are people out there like that, just like there's scam artists out there in every single profession out there. However, there are amazing, incredible mediums, and I know a lot of them. So it's very important as a therapist, if you know that your client is going to be going to a medium, if they're open to talking about it, is to helping them. What are the things you need to know to find a good medium? And then if they do, unfortunately, have a bad session, how to process it together in the therapeutic container. I'm going to share in this course is how to assist your client if they are wanting to develop their own mediumship, if they're wanting to connect in with their loved ones, how you can support them in that process. Not like you're teaching them mediumship, but just how you can be there for them and know the kind of the basics of mediumship, just like learning about any other subculture or anything, just so you can help them to know maybe what's a dream visitation, when is it someone's mind processing versus a real visitation or a mixture of both, when is it their fear or their mind coming in, and of course talking about things like signs. So there'll be a lot more there. But I'm very excited about these classes. I have so much information I want to share. If you're interested, you can head over to my website, Kimberly Lakin, KimberlyLakein /mentorship. And you can fill out the form there and you will receive more information when the courses are ready. A couple of fun things about me. I am a mom. It's my favorite thing in the world. I love my toddler more than anything. He's the sweetest, most incredible soul I could ever have meet and know. And I'm just honored to be his mom. And my husband's pretty cool too. Just kidding. They're both my world. I love them so much, as well as our two kitties. I'm a total crazy cat lady. I also love hiking, swimming, being in nature. The forest is my favorite place, along with the ocean. I'm vegan. Have you heard the joke? How do you know someone's vegan? They'll tell you. I have a passion for trail running, yoga, meditation,
reading, writing, and I am a Gemini sun, Leo rising, and Sag moon. I think that's about it for this first episode. I just wanted to give an overview of what I offer, who I am. If you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. Please don't hesitate to reach out on my Instagram or my website. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. And I just wish you so much love, and that you know that your loved ones around you, that the spirit world is around you. You can ask for help. You can ask them to come in your dreams. You can ask for healing and guidance. The one thing I want to leave you with is this podcast is called Spirit Therapy. And of course, this podcast is not therapy, not a replacement for therapy. However, therapy means healing, and I believe that connecting with our spirit within, that spark within in us that gives us life, gives us consciousness, that same spark that is in with all life, that connecting with that, nurturing that connection is healing. It awakens us, it advances us on our spiritual journey, it heals us, and I am committed to sharing by connecting with my spirit within and the spirit without by sharing whatever is most important to the spirit world, whatever they feel wants to be shared. I work for them. I work for them, and whatever I feel moved and inspired to share, I'm committed to sharing that on this podcast. This podcast is a big stretch for me. It's out of my comfort zone. So I will be figuring it out as I go along. I will be, you know, healing my own throat chakra as I share with you guys. So thank you for being with this journey with me. I wish you so much love, peace, healing until I talk to you again. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would be so grateful if you could please leave me a 5-star rating and review. This helps more people to find me and experience the healing power of mediumship. If you want to learn more, join a class, or book a session, head over to my website at KimberlyLaken.com. That's KimberlyLaken.com. Or follow me on Instagram at Medium Kimberly. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.